Hello everybody, this is Chandradasa from the Buddhist Centre online at thebuddhistcentre.com, and we're here on day two of the Tree Run International Council. It's really the first full day for the meeting, first day we've actually done any work, as it were. And we're standing in the dusk, very beautiful, the sun's just gone down, a red disc on the horizon. Nagaloka is all lit up, the Golden Buddha is lit up, you may have seen the picture on the website, thebuddhistcentre.com/triratna, if you want to follow along. And we're standing now beside the statue of Dr. Ambedkar, who's very central to the whole Buddhist movement in this part of India, and indeed throughout India, and increasingly in the West too. And it's very appropriate to be standing here with Dharmachari Veeradhamma, who's actually from San Francisco, as you'll hear in a little minute. But he's very involved with Nagaloka, and he's very... He's got great love for Dr. Ambedkar and his work, and Veeradhamma does amazing work himself to try and raise money and support people to train in the Dharma in India. And we're going to talk to him now about his participation in the International Council. So hello, Veeradhamma.
Hello, Chandradasa.
And how are you today?
I'm doing very well. This is my 14th day in India on this trip, and
wow.
I'm having a very good time.
And you've been on pilgrimage?
I have been showing a delegation of American Buddhists from Triratna and other traditions around central India for 10 days, and they are now up at Bodh Gaya and Sarnath while I stay here and participate in the International Council.
And so is this your first International Council? Have you been before?
This is my second, actually.
You're a veteran.
I'm a veteran, yes.
And so what is it that's important about the International Council? Why do you bother to make the trip to India from San Francisco, which is about as far away as you can get?
It is as far away as you can get. It's the other side of the planet, and it's very important because the International Council is the one group where we bring together all of the three strands of the Triratna community together, the ordination teams, the order itself, and the movement, the centers. And so this gives us a chance to talk together, plan together, share stories, and look ahead to the future of Triratna.
And I suppose somebody kind of looking at all this stuff for the first time online, maybe they've just heard about the International Council, they didn't know what it is, shadowy bunch of people behind the scenes. Why would you say to them, you know, because a lot of people might think, well, that's great, you all meet and you talk a lot. You talk a lot about the future. But what is it actually does, do you think, in your experience of being an American in a Sangha on the other side of the planet?
Well, Triratna is a very unusual Buddhist community in that it is actually truly international, especially because it's so involved in India. And we share a common practice. We share a common goal of spreading the Dharma and practicing the Dharma. But in order to really do that effectively as a unified community, we have to spend a certain amount of time together working and talking with each other.
Yeah. And so it's something that's quite new. But actually, my sense is from being here that it's got the potential to really help shape the whole next phase of this particular movement. We've been up and running for, what now, 40 odd years. And it's going to be a big change to come. Our teacher's still alive, but probably not for many years longer. First generation of leading teachers are starting to move into old age. And this is like a chance for lots of people to gather and really get to know each other and build the kind of harmony that is the foundation for any spiritual movement.
Indeed. I think that this is probably the most significant innovation in the Triratna community in a number of years, because it will provide a place and a structure and a community for us to plan our future together.
Great. Great. Well, lovely to see you here.
A pleasure.
Always a pleasure to meet Veeradhamma. And I'll leave you with some of the sounds. We might even get some of the children who mill around this place. One of the things about Nagaloka Institute is it's full of people all coming to see the Buddha. And here are two young men from the local area. Do you want to say hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Ashutosh.
Ashutosh?
And my name is Antit.
Antit.
And your name?
My name is Chandradas.
Chandradas,
yeah.
And my name is Veeradhamma.
I remember your name.
Yes. And why have you come out to Nagaloka?
We are just roaming. We have come to marriage.
You've come to the wedding. Ah,
yeah. Buddhist wedding.
Now, you may have heard last night, on last night's Buddha, the wedding that's been going on. It lasts for days. Crazy carnival-type sounds as a backdrop. And I'll leave you with the sounds of the crickets and the gathering dusk.